And that's true for every disorder, so-called, in the DSM. Now, let me say a little bit about the issue of psyche and soma, or mind and body, and the issue of psychosomatics. You know, briefly, the history of this is that there was a golden age of psychosomatic medicine in the 1940s and the 1950s, and it petered out. A guy in Chicago called Franz Alexander suggested that a specific illness was caused by a specific psychological conflict. And I've been reading some of the early literature, and it's really quite funny. There's a very early classic example which says that a man gets appendicitis because he has an unconscious wish to be castrated, and the appendix symbolizes the penis. That was the level of discourse. So it's not surprising that that approach petered out. But in a way, this was Freud's model. The body symbolizes a conflict that begins in the mind. Okay. As I'll try and show you, Janet's model was much better. But what happened was it proved impossible to identify specific mental states with organic illness, and it proved impossible to cure physical illnesses with psychotherapy in most cases. But there's no doubt that emotions and stress and very aversive events will affect the physiology of the body. We know they affect gastric secretion and blood pressure and so on. But what happened is that the psychosomatic researchers started to talk about these kind of illnesses in terms of trauma, in terms of dissociation, and in terms of neuronal pathways that bypass conscious control. They bypass the cerebral cortex. But then a new school of psychosomatic thinking arose in Paris in the early 1960s. The authors are Marty and de Mauzin, and they follow Janet. And Janet said that consciousness can be bypassed by trauma. Consciousness can be bypassed by trauma. Trauma can short-circuit higher cortical mental functions. These ideas were popularized by the French psychoanalyst Joyce McDougall, who said that psychosomatic patients have early developmental trauma such that painful experiences bypass the mind or the higher functions of the mind and go straight into the body. Everything rolls downhill and ends up in the body, as it's expressed in the body as a physical illness. So in this view, somatic illness is due to a failure of symbolic elaboration. Psychosomatic patients can't symbolize. They can't understand and articulate and symbolize their emotional state. They don't seem to have an adequate symbolic sense or an adequate metaphorical sense. It's as if the mental apparatus can't bind the intensity of what they're going through by putting it into words, or in modern parlance, they can't mentalize, they can't talk about affect. So the affect overflows into somatic symptoms, and the patient needs help putting words to his feelings. In the States, this was represented by the work of Peter Sifnios, in Boston, who described alexithymia, meaning the patient is unable to find words for his feelings, or the patient can't distinguish between bodily feeling, bodily sensations and emotions, and so on. The trouble is, it's not really clear that these issues really predispose to psychosomatic illness. We certainly see this kind of difficulty symbolizing in psychosomatic patients, but I think it's often the result of being ill, not necessarily the cause of the illness. There are many very ill people who become psychologically inaccessible and withdrawn, and I think that can be the result and not the cause of the illness. So we have to be very careful attributing causal factors to these ideas. It is as much a mistake to say that all disease is fundamentally psychological as it is to say that all disease is purely physical. These are dualisms that we want to get rid of. This distinction between mind and body is only verbal. It's only conceptual thought separates mind and body. I apologize for my hand movements. It's because I'm being buzzed by a fly, which is... We have to stop thinking about the unconscious as being purely psychological. It clearly expresses itself in the body. Illness can be an expression of the unconscious by means of the body. So, for example, to give a simplistic example, instead of thinking of a cold, a common cold that we all get as due to a virus, we can see the virus as the vehicle for the expression of the unconscious. The unconscious will use whatever is to hand if it wants to express something, and if a virus is handy, it will use a virus. The archetype is bipolar. It has a somatic pole and it has a psychological pole, and it expresses itself in these different ways, but these are just ways of talking. They're not entities, they're not things. There really is no such thing as